from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. An oil industry analyst says we're in for falling gas prices.
Oil prices are at their lowest levels in nearly 2 months, says Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
Keep in mind, U.S. oil production has remained above 13 million barrels. And so from that standpoint, what's happening in the Middle East and with the U.S. economy cooling, that's put some downward pressure on the price of oil.
Tensions are down in the Middle East, and a cooling economy means less certainty about demand for energy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
6 months until the presidential election, new polling by ABC News and Ipsos gives Donald Trump a 2-point lead on President Biden among all adults. Mr. Biden takes a 4-point lead when we're talking about likely voters. Third party spoiler?
12% of adults overall say they'd vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. if he is an option. Now, if he's not an option, and remember, he's not on the ballot everywhere, we're seeing an interesting split develop among Kennedy supporters. 37% of Kennedy supporters say they'd vote for Trump if Kennedy isn't on the ballot. 24% say Joe Biden.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. A big rig trucker is in custody in Santa Quinn, Utah. Police had curbed the trucker when, according to investigators, he pulled away, turned around, and rammed two police cars and the officer, killing him. Michael Aaron Jane is in custody. The search continues around Clovis, New Mexico, for a 10-month-old girl abducted after her mother and another woman were shot dead at a park and a 5-year-old girl critically wounded. No suspect identified.
Authorities pleading for the public's help as they search for missing 10-month-old Elia Maria Torres. New Mexico police issuing an Amber Alert. The FBI and state police sending out canines and a dive team to search the area near where Elia was last spotted. Police say the fathers of both the baby and 5-year-old are cooperating with law enforcement.
ABC's Melissa Adan. You're listening to ABC News. Suicide by cop. Investigators say the 14-year-old boy shot dead by police outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin last week had a BB gun.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice now saying officers encountered the subject, which ABC News has learned was a 14-year-old boy just east of the school's main entrance. Officers say they then directed the teen to drop the weapon, but that he did not comply. That's when authorities say the boy pointed the weapon, now identified as a pellet rifle, at officers, prompting them to fire.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor booted off the Fulton County, Georgia prosecution of Donald Trump, is speaking exclusively to ABC News. Trying to get the case thrown out, Trump's lawyers exposed Wade's romance with District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
Workplace romances are as American as apple pie. It happens to everyone. But it happened to the two of us.
More of the interview on Good Morning America and ABC News Live Prime. Flash mob robberies on the rise. That's when large groups of people descend on stores and make off with enormous amounts of merchandise.
In August, a security guard had to be treated after he was sprayed with a mace-like substance when nearly 30 suspects rushed into a Nordstrom, taking up to $100,000 in merchandise in mere moments. Some retailers like Target closing stores in multiple cities across 4 states. CVS and Dick's Sporting Goods also closing some stores.
ABC's Zoreen Shah. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.